The lights will shine brightly on Thursday evening as the Texans select 27th in the 2013 NFL Draft. Along with Texans play-by-play voice Mark Vandermeer, former Texan and current ambassador Seth Payne, and Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com, we're giving you who the Texans are going to pick, but also some surprises that you need to be prepared for. With the 27th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select a safety, Jonathan Cyprian from Florida International University. He is a thumper, he's great in coverage, and he's somebody that the Texans can groom under Ed Reed and, shoot, maybe even plug in and play in passing situations. Look out for Cyprian from FIU. But don't be surprised if you got your drink and your popcorn all ready and you're at the Houston Texans draft party on Thursday night and an announcement is made that the Texans have traded back. Yeah, that's not a huge surprise, but I could see it happening. The Texans moved back because Rick Smith talked about, hey, we like the guys in the second, third rounds, the guys in the middle of the draft, and he thinks he can get contributors there.
With the 27th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Robert Woods, wide receiver out of USC, and I'm pumped about this. He fell this far because he doesn't necessarily have the elite speed or the elite size, but he's got everything else. He's a polished route runner. He recognizes coverages. He does all those things and the intangibles when it comes to his work ethic, his leadership. Those are all there. This is a guy that can grow with this team for 5 years, learn under Andre Johnson, and really be a valuable contributor. But don't be surprised, and brace yourself for this, they might take a safety. And I know what you're saying, why did we sign Ed Reed? Because the Texans play with three safeties on the field a lot. Right now, you've got two proven starters there with Reed and Manning. If you bring a young guy in, especially this year where it's a deep year at safety, you might get somebody that could contribute for the next 10 years, and you'd have Ed Reed, one of the legends in the field, training him.
With the 27th overall pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, I have the Houston Texans selecting Justin Hunter, the wide receiver from Tennessee. It's no secret the Texans need another wide receiver opposite Andre Johnson, and Justin Hunter, to me, is one of the most physically gifted wide receivers in this class, maybe the most physically gifted. 6'4", 196 pounds, ran a 4.44 in the 40, 39.5-inch vertical jump, and I saw him at the NFL Scouting Combine do an 11'4" broad jump. That's 1 inch off the NFL Scouting Combine record. He's a freak athlete. He had some questions with his hands in 2012 at Tennessee, but this is a guy the Texans could put in, stretch the field opposite Andre Johnson, add to that mix of other young receivers they have, and potentially groom to be a number one when Johnson's career is over. But don't be surprised at number 27 if the Texans do something completely off the rails. A wide receiver in round one, they took Whitney Mercilus, an outside linebacker. 2011, nose tackle and cornerback, widely perceived as the Texans' top needs. They drafted a defensive end in J.J. Watt, who, oh, by the way, won the Defensive Player of the Year award in his second season. This year, again, everyone, including myself, expects the Texans to draft a wide receiver in round one. They could just as easily draft a tackle or an inside linebacker, or don't be surprised if they take a safety, a tight end, even a nose tackle. You can expect the unexpected.
With the 27th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select, timeout! You want a wide receiver? How about this guy? He runs a 4.45. He was one of the best return men in his conference. He scored touchdowns not only receiving, but returning, rushing, and even throwing. You already have this guy. He's on your roster. His name is Keyshawn Martin. So let's calm down about grabbing a wide receiver in the first round, and let's select Eric Reed, the free safety from LSU. Yes, you just signed a guy named Ed Reed, different spelling, and he's going to start. But Eric Reed is a player who could drop to 27, and why not take him? It would be a similar fall as, let's say, Whitney Mercilus last year, and it was hardly a fall. But when the Texans saw that value right there, they snatched him up. Same thing with Eric Reed, who, like Whitney, does not have to start on opening day and can learn behind one of the great ones here in Ed Reed. That's a good way to go for the Houston Texans at number 27. But don't be surprised if the Texans trade down. Hardly a shocker here. Remember back in 2008 when Rick Smith swapped spots with the Baltimore Ravens. They took Joe Flacco. It worked out pretty well for the Texans, who took Dwayne Brown at the time. And in this draft, there are too many good wide receivers. You all want to see that happen, right? That are going to drop into the second round. So why shouldn't Rick Smith wheel and deal? Plus, if quarterbacks start to drop, teams get a little nervous late in the first round. They're going to want to move up and take a guy like, should Geno Smith drop? Of course him. But even Matt Barkley, even E.J. Manuel, those guys will become very hot properties late in the first round. So stay tuned.